In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. So, today, Marissa read the epistle reading from Paul's letter to Timothy. And in that letter, does anybody remember what Marissa read? Anything about that little passage in the from the epistle? Okay, I'll give you a clue. One of the things he said is, make scoot in so everybody can sit down. Jesus said, Jesus came to do what? Marissa, you remember? To save us. And when Paul said us, he called us by an adjective, a descriptor. What did he say us about us when he said that? Jesus came to save blank. Do you remember? He said he came to save sinners. Okay? And then, you were a little bit ahead of me, he specifically described himself as what? Can you say it louder? The foremost of sinners. In other words, I'm the first one, or the biggest one. Now, does that phrase remind you of anything? God came, or Jesus came to save sinners of whom I am the first. Do you recognize that from anywhere else besides today's epistle? Okay. Well, I'm going to show you something here. A green hymnal. There's, right before communion, there's prayers. I don't know if you've ever read them or prayed them, but they are important. And the very first prayer says, O Lord, I believe and I confess that you are in truth the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. How many, raise your hand if you've read these prayers before communion. Okay? I'll come back to that in a second. What we're praying is we're praying the same thing that St. Paul said today in the epistle. That Jesus, we know, we believe that Jesus came to save sinners, and I am the first one. In other words, I'm the worst one. It's kind of what he's saying. I've sinned more than everybody else. And that's the way we have to approach our life. You know, that we have enough of our own problems in terms of living up to the standards that Christ has for us, that we need to direct and focus all our attention on taking care of our own sins, our own problems. Remember what Jesus said? He said, if you want to take the speck out of your brother's eye, you know, if you have a little speck in your eye, let me get that for you. But he says, before you do that, what do you need to do? Anybody? No? Before you can take the speck out of somebody else's eye, you need to do what? Matthew? Oh, yeah, it would be good to ask him if you can do it first, yes. You remember? Okay, yeah, you got to take it out of your own eye, but Jesus says you got to take not the speck, he says you got to take the log out of your eye. So that means, you know, we've got a lot more sin in our own life to worry about than to worry about other people's sin. Okay? So now what I want to tell you about these prayers before communion is that when the choir is singing the communion hymn, whether it's, you know, Praise the Lord, Anita, or some other one, you can sing along with the choir, but you can also say these prayers during that time. How many of you have an Orthodox prayer book at home? I hope everybody raises their hands, because everybody should have one. Usually in an Orthodox prayer book, the prayers before Holy Communion are also in there, and you can say those prayers in the morning before you come to church. Or if you're somebody who gets up late and has to rush to church, you can read them the night before. But you should read these prayers sometime, whether it's the night before, morning of, or before communion. These are prayers that are important. They're so important that I think I'm going to change what we do in the Divine Liturgy on Sunday mornings, and I'm going to think we'll have everybody pray these prayers together out loud. And we'll figure that out with the choir. We have a practice tomorrow night, so we'll figure out how we're going to do that exactly, and then I'll let you know. And we'll start kind of a new or a different practice for our church that focuses on these prayers before Holy Communion so that we can understand better that Jesus came to save sinners and we are the foremost. Okay? Now, I know it's cold out. I know, you know, some people are catching colds, not feeling well. So we're a little bit, you need to call your friends and find out if they're doing okay and invite them to come to church for liturgy and Sunday school. Because we know we can fill up 2, if not 3 pews here at church. So if you don't see your friends, call them up. Say, how you doing? I'll meet you at church next Sunday, okay? You think you can do that? All right. Amen.